With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is conceding to President-elect Biden while also condemning this week's deadly violence at the U.S. Capitol.
Now that Congress has certified the results of the election, the president is acknowledging defeat.
A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
Speaking in a White House video, the president called for healing and reconciliation. He also condemned the Capitol attack as heinous and said the intruders will pay. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And among the fallout from this week's rioting,
U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund will resign effective January 16th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for Sund's resignation. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell asked Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger to resign, and he did so effective immediately. And House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving, another key security official, also submitted his resignation.
Correspondent Mike Rossi, a couple of Trump cabinet secretaries quitting, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos.
In a resignation letter Thursday, DeVos blamed President Trump for inflaming tensions in the violent assault on the seat of the nation's democracy. She says, quote, "There is no mistaking the impact your rhetoric had on the situation, and it is in the inflection point for me."
Correspondent Keith Peters has Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao also tendering her resignation. Some Trump supporters struggled to keep rioters from breaking into the Capitol. Video of the fracas shows that. In one clip, a woman screams, "No Antifa, no Antifa," amid the chaos. Also at SRNNews.com, the December jobs report due for release in about half an hour, expected to show that employers grew their payrolls by a modest 105,000 jobs last month. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 68 points. NASDAQ futures 66 points higher. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day. I'm Adam Boardman. A child was rushed to the hospital after he shot himself with a gun that he found in a thrift store. Action News Jax reports it happening yesterday at a place near Beach Boulevard in Jacksonville. Police say the child should be okay, the bullet hit him in the hand, and that they're still investigating. The Lot J deal looks pretty much the same as it did in the fall and could get the go-ahead within days. Yesterday, the Jacksonville City Council voted down revisions that would have killed a $65 million loan from the city and enabled the city to get back more than $150 million if the Jaguars left town. That means the deal for more than $450 million worth of new development just needs to pass one more council vote, which could be taken this coming Tuesday. Jacksonville police say they've caught a burglar who struck while people were at funerals. Jack Linz is looking at dozens of charges. He allegedly hit the homes of relatives of the deceased after reading the obituaries. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, "A family like yours."
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
American conservative activist and writer and leader of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk is here every weekday afternoon from noon till 1 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Stop and go traffic on 95 headed north, right between Lem Turner and Goldfair Boulevard. It's from an earlier accident that has those two left lanes blocked. Add about 9 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds. Our high 59, mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 40. Right now, 51 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Some local black leaders are arguing Capitol Hill protesters were let off easy compared to last summer's Black Lives Matter protesters. A group of citizens are calling for Congressman John Rutherford to step down, accusing him of encouraging violence that took place this past Wednesday in Washington, D.C. And President Trump says, with the certification of the Electoral College, the transition of power will move forward.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
We must get on with the business of America. My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
That was President Trump yesterday. He was conceded the loss. Some said that he should have done it at least a couple months ago. And if he didn't want to concede the loss, at least have the transition of power. So 5 minutes after 8 a.m., good Friday morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Joe Biden came out and said it was a disgrace what was shown this past week with Capitol Hill Trump supporters out there. He called them domestic terrorists.
What we witnessed yesterday was not dissent. It was not disorder. It was not protest. It was chaos. They weren't protesters. Don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionist, domestic terrorists.
But he didn't say the same thing about BLM back over the summertime. In fact, Joe Biden yesterday said that if BLM had been out there this past week, and let's say that they had done what some of the Trump supporters had done, that BLM would have been treated much differently.
No one can tell me that if had been a group of Black Lives Matter protesting yesterday, they wouldn't have been treated very, very differently than the mob of thugs that stormed the Capitol. We all know that's true. And it is unacceptable. Totally unacceptable.
And then everybody else decided to jump on the bandwagon. From The View, Sonny Hostin says that, where was the tear gas? Like, where was the tear gas and rubber bullets that were used against BLM?
I was thinking, where's the National Guard? Where are the rubber bullets? Where is the tear gas? Where is the show of force protecting federal property? Yeah, and I thought, the type of police restraint that we saw is the type of police restraint that I wish had been shown during the Black Lives Matter protests and the protests against police brutality.
But unfortunately, there were bullets that were used this past Wednesday. Unfortunately, there was tear gas that was used. Listen to this. ABC's News, TJ Holmes, had Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors. Patrice, can you imagine if it had been Black Lives Matter, people that might have looked like us were out there, what would have happened?
What if that was us? Essentially, that was the question being asked. So you tell me, what is the answer if all of those thousands we saw, you changed that skin color and saw us climbing the walls, breaking the windows of the Capitol? How would this have gone down?
It wouldn't have happened, first of all.
Oh.
We would have had cops in riot gear. They would have had a full-on response to Black Lives Matter protests like we witnessed over the summer of last year, which was mostly peaceful protesters being tear gassed, rubber bulleted, and brutalized just for calling for the ending of the killing of Black people by law enforcement. And so we would have not seen if it were Black people. I say it would have been a massacre if it was Black people trying to charge.
Really? So nobody from the Black Lives Matter tore down monuments, talked about tearing down Washington monuments, that burned down an historic church in Washington, D.C. Had nothing to do with what happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Had nothing to do with what happened in Oregon, in Portland, and in Seattle. Listen to CNN's Batman and Robin duo. I don't know which one's which, but Don Lemon. And
Don is Batman.
Yeah.
Actually, no, he's Robin.
And Chris Cuomo. Can you imagine what would have happened, Chris, if the protest was done with somebody who looked like me?
Imagine if the people on that Capitol today looked like me, Chris. Where do you think we would have been today?
Would have been a bloodbath.
And that is the truth.
Now,
we saw the proof when there were peaceful protests. And if you don't believe it, we have the video of people marching on the Capitol because they wanted prison reform. They wanted police reform. They wanted criminal justice reform. And they were marching. And guess what? They were gassed.
You mean to tell me that none of the people that broke the law the other day weren't gassed? They were gassed. Listen to MSNBC's Katie Tour. The people that should be blamed about all of this distrust in our institutions, that campaign for all this, is right-wing radio and Fox News.
There are voices, very loud, prominent, influential voices that have spent decades tearing down trust in our institutions, tearing down education, tearing down facts, tearing down the media, etc. And you don't build that back overnight. To influential voices in the media, and most importantly, the conservative media, people like Rush Limbaugh, people on Fox News, the ones who have been tearing things down for decades for their own benefit.
But yet the media didn't do anything to tear down the Trump presidency, now did they? Remember where the BLM protests, the violence was all defended when it was their side doing it?
People worried about the protesters and the looters. And it's just people who are frustrated.
They are frustrated and they are angry and they are out there and they're upset. You shouldn't be taking televisions, but I can't tell people how to react to this.
I'm proud of the protests and I think it's part of the tradition of New York. Oh. The violence is bad, reprehensible, should be condemned, but it is not the overwhelming picture in New York.
Destroying property which can be replaced is not violence.
Too many see the protests as the problem. Please show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite.
Again, nobody should be condoning what took place on Wednesday. But in a court of law, can you really sit back and say that, well, what BLM did over the summertime was doing it for the rights of individuals? But no, not for those out there on the other side. Here's more of some of the clips out there. Protesters have changed this country for the better, says CNN's Chris Cuomo.
America's major cities are filled with people demanding this country become more fair, more just. And please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful, because I can show you that outraged citizens are the ones who have made America what she is and led to any major milestones.
But we're talking about those on the left, Raj, not those on the right.
Someone could use that audio clip and then superimpose that on, you know, maybe steal the vote rallies that took place this past Wednesday and make it look like Chris Cuomo is actually standing up for it.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
They're here to yell, criticize, blame, and shame. Citizens have no duty to check their outrage.
Oh, really? Wow. But they have no duty. But remember, rioting is a mechanism for change in the U.S. Again, Don Lemon, May of 2020.
We don't know what's happening in this country right now. Perhaps this is some sort of mechanism for a restructure in our country, or for some sort of change in our country, for us to deal with whatever we need to deal with in this country. As we look at pictures on the right of burning and pictures on the left of...
By the way, was there any burning that took place on Wednesday? The unfortunate loss of life? Yes. But was there any cop cars that were being burnt, flipped? Remember, after what took place also as well, rioters of the BLM protests were taking over cop cars in other areas of certain cities here in the country.
Now looking, it appears that someone perhaps has taken over that police cruiser, but it appeared that someone hijacked a police vehicle, rammed it into another one.
Did we see that happen this past Wednesday?
You can obviously see with your own eyes, there are now other protesters, clearly not peaceful, clearly violent protesters, now going inside another police vehicle and trying to take whatever they can out of it. You can see a window appears to have been smashed out of the back. In fact, you're seeing one of the protesters just put a police cap on his head. And they're essentially mocking law enforcement.
Now, we did see some of that. We saw windows broken. We saw people sitting in elected officials' chair where they should not have been. We saw all of that happen. But is it really fair to sit back, as the media has been doing even here locally, by saying that, well, wait a second, we saw that BLM got a bad, bad display thrown at them. They didn't get a fair shake, unlike those Trump protesters that did get a fair shake. But did Trump protesters, again, if you're in a court of law, if you had to compare the two unfortunate deaths that took place, but if you had to compare the BLM protest to data of the Trump protests, are they the same? Let's go to ABC News, Tampa. over the summertime. Looters of Black Lives Matter and others that looted the Walmart hundreds in the city of Tampa.
Hundreds of you have shared from our ABC Action News Facebook page. It shows dozens of people rushing into a Tampa Walmart and looting that store. Look at this. The night Hillsborough County deputies responded to several looting calls in the university area. Deputies say between all the damage and the stolen goods, that Walmart on Fletcher Avenue lost more than $100,000 that night.
Did we see that? Did we see people stealing things out of the U.S. Capitol?
Well, investigators say a mob of at least 200 people smashed the front door of a Walmart, stealing more than 100 grand worth of merchandise. Surveillance video shows the chaotic scene. Hundreds of people swarm the front of the closed Walmart, shattering the glass doors and forcing their way inside.
Coming up next, local news media groups. Now we're interviewing those with the Black Lives Matter protest. Asking, didn't you guys, are you guys now feeling that you need to be redeemed after what we saw happen on Wednesday? And then now also when we come back on the other side, we've got clips of where local citizens are calling for the resignation of Congressman John Rutherford. They say that Rutherford's a traitor, that he supported sedition. He incited riots to take place at the U.S. Capitol this week. All of that coming up next. 904-831-0600 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some stop-and-go traffic on JTB headed west, right between Hodges and San Pablo. It's from an earlier accident that has that left lane blocked, so be aware and add about 4 or 5 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds. Our high 59, mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 40, right now 51 degrees.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madur.
And I'm Chef David Madur.
We're the founders of Madur Brothers Culinary Concepts and the creators of M-Shack, your favorite local burger.
When we decided to make milkshakes part of our menu, we knew we wanted them to be special.
And boy, are they special.
They sure are. We spent months finding the right ice cream to deliver the perfect ice cream base.
But what goes into this shake is what makes them special. We don't cut any corners in the kitchen, and we're not going to start cutting any corners in the shake station.
So we make fresh desserts like pecan pie, cheesecake, banana Fosters. Then we blend them into the shake.
My favorite may be the classic strawberry shake made with, get this, real strawberries.
Yeah, well, don't forget the sugar. And by the way, my favorite is still the marshmallow brulee shake.
Unfortunately, I think we're out of time, Dave.
I don't even get to tell them about the blowtorch.
Yeah, there's something about you and a blowtorch that kind of makes me nervous.
Bottom line, we don't put anything in our shakes we want to give to our own kids.
Except maybe the blowtorch.
True. So now you know what you're sipping when you have an M-Shack shake.
M-Shack Burgers. With 3 locations around Jacksonville, you're never too far from a shack.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost $250,000 that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. call 1-800-933-0939. For your free CD, call 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A group of citizens are calling for Congressman John Rutherford to step down, accusing him of encouraging the violence that took place this past Wednesday in Washington, D.C. President Trump says, with the certification of the Electoral College, the transition of power will move forward. And following the riot at Capitol Hill this week, Democrats are calling for the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Certain news groups like First Coast News, I have very good friends at First Coast News and News 4 Jax, have been covering a story this past week about how that maybe the Black Lives Matter crowd got unfairly shafted compared to the easiness of what happened when Capitol Hill police addressed Trump supporters that went on and broke the law on Capitol Hill through protest. Here's Marilyn Parker doing an interview from News 4 Jax.
Now, I can remember clear as day seeing protesters hit with tear gas in the lawn you see behind me, and even over on this side in the middle of the road, there was a line of police officers making several arrests. Jacksonville organizers who I spoke with say there is a clear difference in those protests from over the summer versus what went down at the Capitol.
Yeah, there is a clear protest in many areas. Some of those are acting like there were no tear gas. Tear gas was used on Wednesday. Here is Aaliyah Kaur. She's with one of these social justice groups called Shift Jax. And, of course, one of the other usual suspects, Ben Frazier, from the Northside Coalition. Here's his.
Aaliyah Kaur is one of the organizers for the Shift Jax. It's a social justice group that held protests over the summer.
Black Lives Matter movement is fighting for freedom, and those people were fighting for power.
President of the Northside Coalition, Ben Frazier, says this doesn't surprise him at all.
What we saw was the glaring display of racial discrimination in law enforcement.
At Jacksonville protests over the summer, Frazier says JSO, quote, over-responded and overreacted to what he called a peaceful movement.
Over-responded and overreacted. Here's what Sheriff Mike Williams said about the Black Lives Matter protest that happened. Here's what he said.
Roughly 200 people that had hung around since the initial protest began to confront police officers. They began to throw rocks. They attacked several police officers. They vandalized several police cars, attempting to light them on fire. But a lot of direct action against the first responders that were out there protecting that peaceful protest from earlier today.
Did we see the Capitol Hill go up in flames? Did we see things vandalized? I mean, we did see break-ins of glass at Congress. But did we see things spray-painted? Did we see monuments torn down? Ben Frazier says that the BLM protest versus the white insurrection that took place at Capitol Hill, again, using the race issue.
Law enforcement in D.C. allowed a violent, armed, white mob, a self-appointed group of white insurrectionists, anarchists, and rebels to march around inside the Capitol. Most of the BLM protests were peaceful events.
Wasn't that one of the same excuses that many people had about the police? They were told to stand down, that they allowed the Black Lives Matter protests to take place and the anarchy to go further?
Yeah, in fact, was it Portland, Oregon or Seattle? They actually took a section of the city and declared it an independent country with its own dictator. That went on right here in America.
I don't know what video these people were watching.
Met with a massive police presence and officers dressed in riot gear. By comparison, the white mob at the Capitol faced comparatively little resistance from the police.
Because they didn't think that it was going to end up taking place. Number two, they're making the accusation that the cops just allowed them to happen. Listen, when you've got two cops and 100 people, guess what? You're retreating to find more cops to help you out. I saw the videos.
Exactly. Yes. One cop who, by the way, happened to be a black police officer was running up the stairs at the Capitol. He's being chased by some of the mobsters. And obviously he wasn't going to try to return fire because he was outnumbered, you know, in a very, very big way.
So my question to you, for you listening, is there a fair comparison to sit back, or is it an unfair comparison that those of the Black Lives Matters movement, you just heard from Ben Frazier from the Northside Coalition, that says that if this had been a bunch of black individuals, they all would have been shot. They would have been a massacre. That's what they're saying out there. Do you believe that there is a difference of how the Black Lives Matter protesters were treated versus those of the Stop the Steal rally were treated? Or is it night and day? I mean, we did have deaths that did occur. Some of you have been emailing me this morning and said, well, if the Trump people had their way of extra nights of protest, things would have gotten worse. I've already gotten some of the emails about that. So what is worse? Would the BLM protest worse or what we saw this past Wednesday? 831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on Beach Boulevard headed east, right past Kernan. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds. Our high 59, mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 40, right now 51 degrees.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Roger McGuinn is coming to the Thrasher Horn Center. Roger McGuinn, lead singer and founder of The Byrds, one of the most iconic groups in rock and roll history. Don't miss Roger McGuinn, January 16th at the Thrasher Horn Center in Orange Park. For tickets and info, visit thcenter.org. That's thcenter.org.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Congressman John Rutherford says he will object to Electoral College results showing Joe Biden is the next president of the United States.
So Rutherford opposed the certification.
In every way, he is acting like an enemy of the people. He is not acting like an American representative. Frankly, I would prefer he would resign. I think he should resign as someone who has participated in sedition.
He needs to resign. He needs to realize that what he did was very treasonous to our country and damaging to our country, and he has no business representing the people of...
Really? What, you going to blame Rutherford for what took place on Wednesday? Based on what? What did he say? Did he encourage them to go storm the Capitol?
Blame shifting.
So, all right, we're going to take your calls coming up next. 831 800-904-831-0600. Should Rutherford have to resign? Should he be part of the blame of what took place on Wednesday? I don't see it, but some other people do. We'll talk about it coming up next. Plus your calls, I promise, right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is conceding to President-elect Biden while also condemning this week's deadly violence at the U.S. Capitol. A couple of Trump cabinet secretaries are quitting. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is leaving, as is Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. Some Trump supporters struggled to keep rioters from breaking into the Capitol complex. Video of the fracas shows that. In one clip, a woman screams, "No Antifa, no Antifa," amid the chaos. The December jobs report due for release right about now, expected to show that employers grew their payrolls by a modest 105,000 jobs last month. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 95 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 65, and S&P futures 12 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. More than 67,000 COVID-19 cases have now been reported in Duval County, including over 760 deaths. In St. John's County, where there have been over 14,000 infections, all 400 vaccination appointments for this week were taken in less than half an hour yesterday morning. Throughout Florida, there have been more than 1,400,000 cases, including over 22,000 dead. Florida is still in a state of emergency due to the pandemic. Jacksonville police say they've caught a burglar who struck while people were at funerals. Jack Linz is looking at dozens of charges. He allegedly hit the homes of relatives of the deceased after reading the obituaries. A child was rushed to the hospital after he shot himself with a gun that he found in a thrift store. Action News Jax reports it happening yesterday at a place near Beach Boulevard in Jacksonville. Police say the child should be all right. The bullet hit him in the hand, and they're still investigating the matter. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Carmen's startup found an angel investor, but now they're asking for a miracle from her development team.
Hello, this is Carmen. That's exciting news. I guess we could launch early.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The Brandon Groover News Hour is a talk radio show sponsored by Elite Home Health, where all viewpoints are respected. Everything is balanced against the facts. Political correctness will not get in the way of solutions. Brandon Groover is starting a movement that will bring Americans together while keeping her great and holding our leaders accountable. No spin allowed. Brandon Groover wants to hear from you Fridays at 5 p.m. on WBOB 600 AM and 101.1 FM.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on Beach Boulevard headed east, right past Kernan. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds. Our high 59, mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 40. Right now, 51 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump says with the certification of the Electoral College, the transition of power will move forward. Following the riot at Capitol Hill this week, Democrats are calling for the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. And Florida Senator Rick Scott is calling for an investigation into how Florida is distributing the COVID vaccine.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Law enforcement in D.C. allowed a violent, armed, white mob, a self-appointed group of white insurrectionists, anarchists, and rebels to march around inside the Capitol. Most of the BLM protests were peaceful events met with a massive police presence.
What? I saw some black people at the Stop the Steal rally. Heck, I saw the pictures of the Black Voices for Trump there. This white insurrection, by the way, that was Ben Frazier, who is with the Northside Coalition. Again, how did the media this past week try to make this a race issue with BLM? Come on, folks. All right, let's take some calls. Always enjoy hearing from you. 831-0600. Let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
The hardest thing for me over the last, 5 years is the complete lack of debate ability from people. And it's a false equivalency to tie the BLM protest to this protest. Just because something shares a specific trait doesn't make it the same. And anyone attempting to say they're the same, you got to ask why. What are they trying to benefit from? What are they trying to gain? The two things are not the same. And I just don't understand the tying of them together.
I'm still trying to figure what the Stop the Steal rally was about. Nothing was going to get accomplished. Nothing was going to be overturned. Was it just a bunch of people just want to, I guess what Roger said, just a big old last minute hangout?
I really don't know. I think when you have people with emotions that are high, anything is possible. But I think most of the people who went there were just going there to make their voices heard, not to create some act of white rebellion. I don't know. The whole thing was preposterous to me, and we'll get down to the bottom of it because there's going to be hearings. This is the Democrats' new Benghazi.
Interesting. The Democrats' new Benghazi.
Huh. Very, very interesting. In fact, we call it this big white rally. I know three people who were at Stop the Steal in D.C. this past week. One of them is Hispanic. So
yeah,
I don't know how white that is.
Yeah, I don't know how you can make the comparison to BLM. I mean, yeah, there was tear gas that was used at the Stop the Steal, the protest. There were some deaths that did occur, which did not need to happen. But I mean, if you want to compare it apples to apples, the BLM protest, totally much different than that of for the most part there were some similarities, but for the most part the BLM protests and what we saw this past week, not even one of the same. Let's go to Darren on line one. Hey, Darren, good morning.
Yeah, again, we're letting the small minority of these groups dictate the dialogue of the majority. If every single person that showed up at that rally this past Wednesday went into the Senate, then we could blame this on Trump or anybody else. But not everybody was there for that purpose. There were some that were there that orchestrated or maybe saw an opportunity to get their face seen. I mean, who shows up with the shaman hat on unless looking for attention?
Great point. I agree with you. I agree with you.
These people, there are groups out there that are looking for attention, and they'll do anything they can for attention, even take over movements. And we're letting them. Instead, we need to sit back and say, okay, let's just have a conversation. Every side has a grievance. Let's hear every side's grievance. Let's find out if every side's grievance is something we need to take into consideration, or if we need to just move on. Every side, I mean, this is just ridiculous. We're letting these movements dictate the conversation instead of really having the conversation.
But I understand where you're coming from, but was it really a movement on Wednesday? You knew this was going to invite everybody, all the crazy people with the QAnon and the Proud. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just saying, you knew this was going to happen. They knew they weren't going to stop the overturning of this election.
Well, again, I think you're letting a small majority take over this event and make it into something else. Like, for example, there was a news guy that interviewed somebody, and one of the guys said, he asked him, what is your goal here? And he says, we want a third party. Well, what does that have to do with Trump? What does that have to do with the Republican Party? What does that have to do with anything? That's just opportunity somebody's taken to make their appeal for something else.
Well, I wouldn't have a problem if he said start a third party. I mean, I'm not for a third party, but I mean, at least that's a little bit more legit.
Well, and that's the thing. He what was he doing there? He wasn't there to protest against the election. He was there to make his voice heard about something else.
Well, maybe. Well, you make an interesting point. I appreciate the call. Maybe he was there because he didn't feel that the Republicans were giving Trump a fair shake. And that's the reason why he wanted to start a third party. You know, and by the way, you know what? I'm seeing all of these posts on Facebook. Oh, I'm leaving Fox News. I've been hearing that for the last few months. No, you're not. Uh-huh. You're not leaving Fox News, people, because the ratings are still phenomenally high.
Right.
Okay. Number two.
For OAN.
Yeah. Number two. Oh, I'm leaving the Republican Party because, and listen, I'm not always been a big fan of Mitch McConnell. But I do like, and I've had differences with Senator Rick Scott, but I like Rick Scott. I like Marco Rubio. Rubio, for the most part, and so is Rick Scott, are conservatives. They're not a bunch of moderates. They're not a bunch of liberals out there. So you mean to tell me that they're liberal? You mean, because I'm reading on Facebook, here in the state of Florida, Governor Rick Scott didn't oppose the certification. Marco Rubio didn't oppose the certification. So I'm leaving the Republican Party. Really? Wait, here's a better one. The Rand Paul didn't. Wait, so you mean you live in the state of Florida, so you're going to allow a Kentucky senator to dictate whether you leave your local Republican Party or not? That doesn't make sense.
And for who?
Yeah.
Going to become a Democrat?
Because let's be honest, folks, I've seen this happen all over again. And I liked what the Tea Party did back in 2000 because they called both sides. That's one thing I did like about the Tea Party back in 2010. They called both sides. But people go, well, I'm going to leave the Republican Party. No, you didn't, because you kicked out all the Republicans because you had to vote them out in a Republican primary. So to everybody, I'm going to post this on my personal Facebook. I'm leaving Fox News. Oh, I'm leaving the Republican Party. No, you ain't. You're coming right back to vote in a year and a half down the road. So please, stop it with the theatrics, okay? You might as well go put face paint on and a Viking hat. By the way, somebody
they're
was...
They're looking for that guy, by the way. Have they arrested him yet?
They should. His name is... I don't know. He's called the QAnon Shaman.
Okay.
He's an opportunist, but he claims to be a big Trump guy. He was at a Black Lives Matter. Yeah, he was opposing... According to what we read, he was opposing the Black Lives Matter. Whatever. The bottom, so somebody had sent me some emails yesterday. Mm-hmm. Well, according to XRS Vision out there, they've got facial recognition that says that the same people that were here were at a BLM pro. The guy was wearing face mask. Excuse me. The guy was wearing face paint. How could you tell a facial recognition of somebody looking like a clown?
Right.
And by the way, I do believe there were some BLM people there. I said this yesterday morning.
Uh-huh.
I think there were some Antifa people there. But a lot of the Trump supporters did this as well.
Overwhelming majority Trump supporters.
No, they all sat back and just were just enjoying the show. And in fact, I mean, I sat back and watched. Most of them were just going home in the evenings.
And the majority of them didn't charge the Capitol building either.
Yeah, and remember, the media goes, oh, just wait till dark happens. We saw what happened when it got dark. You got rid of some of the Trump people.
Went back to their hotel.
They went back to the hotel. Yes, there were some of the Trump people out there that were yelling fake news, that broke the cameras, and those people ought to be all arrested. The people that incited that unfortunate female being shot at an Air Force veteran, yes, prosecute them. The Capitol Hill police guy that died, yes, by all means. That's the way. But I don't know. I mean, as much as I've been critical of President Trump as far as his post-election actions out there, of all the conspiracies, he did say march on the Capitol, which that's fine, but is he really to be blamed? Did he incite the riot? I don't
believe the president thought that was going to happen when they marched on the Capitol, but I would not have told him to march on the Capitol.
Yeah, I just would have said, hey, guys, just kind of back up.
Mm-hmm.
Just do that. I mean,
stand by and stand down.
Yeah, I mean, did you really stop? I mean, I'm just saying, when you had to stop the steel rally, Why did you guys go? It's kind of like going to like these protests out there to do this, to do that. I'm always making fun of the liberals. Like, dude, you need to go get a job. Some of you out there, what was the point of going if you knew you weren't going to? Well, I would have gone to my state capitol instead. Excuse me, that's where I would have done. I just understand, what was the point of going to stop the steal? Oh, we're going to stop the steal on the day the certification is going to happen.
Now, these people honestly in their hearts thought the election was stolen, that Trump got more votes, but you know, they were stolen from him. So that's what they honestly believe. Not everybody holds that view, but a lot of people, especially Republicans, think
Okay. Then why didn't you guys have major rallies to go to Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan? And why don't you guys gather up the 200 plus thousand that I was told that was here this past? Why don't you guys go hit those states? I'm just asking.
It's not Congress who decides. It's the state legislatures. All Congress says, okay, we received it, and this is what it says.
Yeah. Let's go to James. What's going on, James?
You ask why they didn't go to the other places, I'd say because D.C. is the focal point. But to go into what I was originally calling about is the hypocrisy of the media, where they came out and said, look at the rioting, shamefulness, all this stuff. Meanwhile, when you had Antifa and BLM burning buildings, looting, robbing, all this other stuff, attacks on old people, attacks on the citizenry, this was an attack on government, and I think it was a long time coming since the election was just icing on the cake over the last year. When you had people told, you know, you can't go to work, you got to shut in, government overreach, everything else, I think it's just that to the point of implosion. And to the cowardice of those working in Congress or at D.C., how quick they were to call the police and the National Guard while you had other states burning during BLM and Antifa, and they didn't lift a finger because of the perception. And while their lives are on the line, they cower and they immediately call the Guard in. They call the police. They call the military. And it's just disgusting to see the hypocrisy of these clowns up in D.C., that they're self-serving. The only thing they care about is themselves. They don't care about the people or their jobs or your livelihood. It's just them.
I would agree the media, because I have a question for you. I agree the media, totally hypocrites on this issue. Having said this, you said something a moment ago that this has been boiling up. You mean the boiling up to invade the D.C. Capitol? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. I think it wasn't just mostly for the election. I think that was just icing on the cake. When you have the country sitting here going down the tubes and you're promoting a virus that has a 99.9% practically survivability rate, and you've got to tell those in the service industry, you know, stand down, you know, you're going to be taken care of, and then you being taken care of is a $600
Hold on for a second. I would disagree with you on that. I think this is more about, you had a lot of people look for an opportunity, and I think that's what happened. And the only reason why I'm saying, and you could totally disagree with me, which is fine. I think the problem is if for conservatives to sit back and say this has been boiling up, this gives then the liberal left all the right to sit back and say, well, those in the black community have been shunned upon. This was boiling up for many years of police brutality and racism, and that's the reason why everything exploded over the summertime. I'm just saying that's what the left is going to say.
I understand that, but I think when Congress sitting here and the country's having a hard time and you've got Joe Biden come out here only preaching negativity, the worst is yet to come, and here's your COVID relief bill, $900 billion, of which $100 billion goes to help the American people, and you got over $100 million going to Congress to give themselves all a $40,000 to $45,000 pay increase during the COVID relief bill.
All right, I got to get going. I just don't, if the majority of those at the Trump rally didn't protest, I guess it hadn't boiled over so much then. I'm just telling you, I don't bind it. It was just air. I understand what some talking heads are saying out there, because believe me, if this was the worst, then it's going to get worse even more because you still got more shutdowns taking place. So I'm careful about this was by conservatives saying it was just an excuse because of, you know.
Most of them diehard Trump supporters who didn't want to get him to lose office. Yeah. One of these two terms.
We got some emails coming up next. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
A bit of light traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Cassett and McDuff Avenue. Add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds. Our high 59. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 40. Right now, 51 degrees.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Daddy loves you.
Thank you, Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
A message from Sharon Mills, Realtor with Watson Realty Corporation.
Sharon Mills hopes you remain safe, healthy, and most of all, encouraged. While most of us have never experienced anything like this pandemic, think of all the difficult things we've already conquered. During this season of giving, let's give thanks that we remain standing in America where dreams never die. Those who keep moving and have faith when everyone else stops will get closer to their dreams faster. Sharon Mills, Realtor, wants to hear your dreams. 904-534-6000.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida Senator Rick Scott is calling for an investigation into how Florida is distributing the COVID vaccine. Some local black leaders are arguing Capitol Hill protesters were let off easy compared to last summer's Black Lives Matter protesters. And a group of citizens are calling for Congressman John Rutherford to step down, accusing him of encouraging violence that took place this past Wednesday in Washington, D.C.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
A bit of light traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Cassett and McDuff Avenue. Add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds. Our high 59. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 40. Right now, 51 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
As a follower of Jesus of Nazareth first and a conservative second, I denounce without equivocation the mob violence that occurred Wednesday at the U.S. Capitol. Violence is never justified in a free society if we wish to remain free. Whatever went wrong in the last election should be made right through a legal and constitutional process. I've long supported President Trump because of his policies, but he crossed the line in his rhetoric Wednesday, as did his son Don Jr., who made a speech laced with profanities before introducing his father. The president's language was inflammatory and could be said to have incited the riots. We can't engage in whataboutisms and bring up the riots of last summer, which were also deplorable. This is the seat of our government. The U.S. Capitol, with the Statue of Freedom on its dome, is a symbol to the world. Now we are displaying a very bad symbol instead. Many evangelicals have excused the president's rhetoric because of his good policies, but that isn't enough. The example and teaching of Jesus and the intent of the founders of the nation must be our guide. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, we got a few minutes left. Let's take some calls. Mike's been waiting patiently. Hey, Mike, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Mike, thanks for calling in, brother.
Hey, I want to touch on a couple things. You know, if you really look up what treason and insurrection is, don't get me wrong, I don't condone it by any means, but that wasn't treason and that wasn't an insurrection. They were gone within 12 hours. If it is, my definition of insurrection is different than, I guess, what it truly is. The thing that I think that we all need to really look upon is, what if these people were armed significantly? Now, I've watched the movie Toy Soldiers, and those kids put up a bigger fight than the Capitol Police did. If I'm anybody on the outside looking in, thinking that America is this almighty and powerful, and they see people with flags breaking through into the Capitol, it puts up a huge red flag. And I think we need to take a step back and how secure really are we as a nation if we can't even protect our own Capitol? Now, we didn't know this was coming. We didn't know that January 6th there was going to be thousands and tens of thousands of Trump supporters who traditionally aren't violent.
Right.
Now, we have seen, and the FBI has already come out and say some of these instigators were Antifa, and they are familiar to them for BLM protests over the summer. So to say this is all Trump supporters that just stormed the Capitol building, I just don't see it. How did
the FBI know it was Antifa? They said they're still doing investigations.
Facial recognition already.
Facial recognition of a guy wearing a clown mask? By the way, facial recognition is not 100% accurate. Were there probably some yesterday, Antifa? Yes. You can't blame them for what happened. All right, Antifa would have destroyed everything else out there. Just telling you.
They would have burned it.
They would have burned it down. A lot of this had been by some of the Trump supporters as well. Not all of them, but a few. So, FBI didn't say anything about facial recognition. We don't. You got to have facts here. But I appreciate the call. I understand where some of you are coming from. All right. Thankful to God every day for the show. Good show. A lot of news this week. And we'll have a lot more coming up on Monday. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson right here. We'll see you Monday morning. Good Lord willing. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.